This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is something I cannot really relate to. I can a little bit, but it's roommate, rotten roommates.
Have you not had roommates?
Yeah, what do you mean you can't relate? I feel like being on the road constantly.
Well, you're like your bus mates, really?
It but counts.
Like, yeah, but you mostly just pass out. Like you have a bunk and you just close your curtain and you just sleep.
Well, you said something that I have since repeated. I've stolen it. You said that sleep is sacred. And so is there amongst musicians when you're on the bus, is there that agreement of like, hey,
there was in my band, a lot of bands, it's just like, no, man, he's asleep. Put his hand in the warm water. And like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
That's not funny.
No.
He's trying to sleep. And now you're going to make him pee in his bunk.
Yeah. Come on. Draw on his face like an adult.
Yes. Put a big pee-pee in Sharpie on his face. No. I will say, like, the short time I had roommates, well, my short time at CU, I had three roommates, which was
horrifying. Oh, that's right.
I was in Baker Hall, and I had three, and like two of them were former lifeguards. Shout out Kenny, shout out Danny, idiots. Do you know that lifeguards can take anything towel shaped and instantly turn it into a rat tail that feels yes. like Indiana Jones is beating you to death with a whip?
Really? Okay.
Yeah, no, it's real.
Ugh.
No, it's the worst thing in the world because you're sound asleep and you hear one of it's like a rule for them. They have to say rat tail before they hit you with it.
Mm.
So you're dead asleep and you hear rat tail and you're like, oh my God, here it comes. And
it's
like,
oh no. While you're sleeping?
Or you'd first get out of the shower.
No.
Yeah. But that's not, I don't think that's bad enough to get on Rotten Roommate.
Mm-mm.
What are we looking for Rotten Roommate? Like, what's the next level?
I had a roommate who never cleaned. And it got so bad that the three remaining guys were like, let's make a pack. We're cleaning up everything.
Except
his stuff. And we'll just see. And I don't know why everyone thinks that works. That will never work.
Like, no.
They never learn passively in that way.
No,
they,
you have to
rub their nose
in it.
Because the mess isn't bothering them. That's why they're messy. It doesn't affect them. But he was so messy that we had one bathroom in our apartment, but every room had a sink in it. So we all had a bathroom in our room.
You
can do the math, but we use our sinks for multipurpose. Ew. But one night he got very sick, and so he vomited in his sink so much that it clogged the sink.
What?
It was full. And then the next morning he got up, he goes, let's go tailgate, guys. And he just left it
to warm up to congeal to
gross.
And what
when you come back into the apartment?
Oh no, it was rancid. And he was dating a woman at the time, and they spent some time in the bedroom after the tailgate with the sink still
full,
which was great for us because at least the door was closed. Like, stay in there. That was bad.
I'm not comfortable with this. I don't know that I want to do this.
Don't live with guys.
That's so, I can't. Oh, man.
If you've had a rotten roommate, the bar is now set at vomit clog.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vomit clog. Rotten roommate stories. We want to hear yours. Okay. 303-222-5423. You can call that number. You can text that number. Was it you? Did we have somebody that would steal each other's... why do I remember a porn thing? Did you have a porn thing?
No.
That might have been Little D. It might have been the producer before you. Like, okay. The roommates, it was back in the days of VHS porn.
Mm. Okay.
So their roommates knew each other had adult materials, and they would go in and borrow without asking said adult mm-hmm. materials.
Okay.
And be they magazines or VHSs. Now, magazines even more personal. You're not allowed to steal somebody else's magazine.
Because mm-hmm.
if you give it back, not in the pristine condition it was in. You know what I'm saying? You down with
I just got this thing graded.
Right. No, I mean, it's not mint gem, but you know what I'm saying. You want it dry.
Not
but like, crinkly. The other weird thing is, the problem with VHS is like, you have the things on your tapes that you like.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to grab your favorite tape and it should be pretty close to the area on the tape that you like. But if somebody else has borrowed the tape, now it's in a weird spot.
Mm. Yeah, and you kind of feel like you've been cheated on.
A little bit.
I would
like
guess.
You put your tape in and you're like, ew, and it's something. And then, yeah. It's just knowing, it's such an unholy violation of the mail code to go, I borrowed your thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
And I threw up in your sink on the way out.
Right. Ugh.
It's terrible.
No, but then you also know exactly what they're...
I see.
Like, whatever is on the screen right then... I'm sorry. I was trying to keep this...
Yeah, no, it's okay.
Should we talk about...
Someone said that they they had a roommate in an apartment, and the boyfriend of the girl ended up killing her pet rabbit because he was jealous of the time that she spent with it.
So he killed
Or I'm sorry, it wasn't the boyfriend. It was two other roommates, one guy, one girl. The guy
killed
the rabbit, the pet.
Rational.
I had another roommate who would wake up. He had like the early class, and he would wake up. His alarm would go off. He'd hit snooze. He'd be like, I'm so cold. So he'd crank up the heat, and then he'd go shower. Then I'm just still in bed, and then the room's on fire. And then his alarm would just be going off and off. And every day he would come back and go, oh, my bad, man. And then he'd turn his alarm off after it'd been going for like 30 minutes. And then he'd turn. He's like, so hot in here. And I'm like, I know.
You're the one who did this.
Yes. And he's like, then he turned the air on again. It's just like, yeah.
The one that I really love, and I bring it up every time we talk about rotten roommates, it was another person like the one you described, really bad at cleaning.
Okay.
So they left their dirty clothes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, somebody just snapped and gathered all their dirty clothes, all their cups, all their trash,
mm-hmm.
put it all on their bed, went out to the backyard, grabbed the lawnmower, put the lawnmower on the bed.
No.
And started it.
It's like, if you're not going to pick up your clothes, I'm going to shred everything that's trash in the house. Your clothes,
mm-hmm.
the trash, just
wow.
sat it on their bed, shredded it, made like trash clothes confetti. So who's the bad roommate?
Ooh.
That's a good question.
They both are.
Yeah.
Correct answer. All right. So if you are a rotten roommate or you had a rotten roommate, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're doing Rotten Roommates, mm-hmm. but before we do, I would be remiss if I didn't remind you that Gibby wants a shout out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She says she listens all the time. Yeah, it's her
Gibby.
Dream.
Hey,
so
Gibby.
She just called in and said, can you give me a shout out?
No, she texted it.
Oh, she texted
it. Yeah. But you can too. 303-222-5423. But we're not guaranteeing any shout outs.
Oh my God. We just opened up the worm can of shout outs. Why'd you shout out Gibby and not me? Haley?
Yes.
Rotten roommate, what do you got?
So I had 6 roommates my freshman year of college.
My.
It was the freshman year. And we had 3 of us in one room. So we were all in the same room. And one of my roommates, she was just so messy. Clothes everywhere all the time. She left her food out and would leave like every weekend. So we like always had to clean up after her.
Oh my God, this is the ex-roommate. It's just awful.
Yeah. And then to make matters worse, she ended up getting a dog, which was not allowed in our dorm. And the dog wasn't a puppy. Otherwise, I would have been fine with it. Like, that would have been so cute. But it was just a dog, and it was not trained, and it was just pooping and peeing all the time. And it was just disgusting.
Like, it pooped on your stuff?
Not on my stuff, luckily, but on my roommate's stuff, yeah.
That's weird. My roommate I was talking about also got a dog with his girlfriend.
Because when you don't care about anybody but yourself,
mm-hmm.
then you're like, okay. Well, I'm already inconveniencing everybody. Why not, like, ramp it up?
Yeah.
Let's take it to 11.
Wasn't even allowed.
Oh my God. Ugh. Yeah, no, that sounds horrifying. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the call. Nikki?
Yay.
Yay.
Rotten roommate. What happened to you?
I had a male roommate with a really long, stringy ponytail, and he decided to cut it off, but he wanted to preserve it. So he took an old chew container and filled it with moldable wax and stuck the end of his ponytail in it, but he needed the wax to harden. So he put it in our freezer, and he draped his ponytail across my ice cube tray.
Oh my God.
She got hairy cubes. That is, oh my God.
What is the point? I don't understand.
Hairy cubes.
Ew.
He's the long lost member of One Direction.
Oh. Wow, yeah. As if the ponytail wasn't bad enough on
and
its
then
own.
Just, it's just like, laying. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. That is, yeah. Okay. Mm. Okay, thank you. Thank you. I don't, Carol?
Yay.
Yay. Rotten roommate, what happened to you?
Oh my gosh, so many, but the most recent one, especially since it's cold and flu season, was a mess.
Okay.
I thought my roommate was super neat, and she was, I have like a couch, but it's like in the living room, so it's my couch.
Okay.
And I guess she's uses it obviously to watch TV or whatever. Anyway, she just moved out. I moved the couch. There are not one, not two. There's like 1,000 filthy tissues.
No!
No!
God, I was praying
no!
to God it wouldn't be this. Couch.
I guess. She,
no,
I
mean, dude,
bottle.
It's so much better than it could be. Oh my God. Because she was using a Kleenex, because it could just be a booger minefield back there. Do you know what I mean?
Like, it sounds like it kind of is.
I know, but at least they're in things, because like I've known people
yeah.
that you just like...
I don't even want to think about it.
So it's just a...
Do I
just,
have to get a cleaning lady now? I mean, this is disgusting. And my mouthwash, this special... that's like the dentist can prescribe to you, it's empty. Like there's a teeny tiny bit on the bottom and I haven't even used it yet because it's so like the okay. dentist prescribed it. So I'm afraid that it's like, you know, only for special occasions and it's almost empty. I'm like, was she using that too? Because she thought it was
she was using
cold.
your special mouthwash?
Yeah, from it's, the dentist. Yeah.
It's okay.
She said she lied about it.
That special yeah. mouthwash got me feeling loose.
I'm going to throw my boogie bag back. Okay. That's disgusting. Clarissa?
Yay.
Yay. Rotten roommate, what happened to you?
Oh, man. Strap in. This one's a crazy one.
Okay,
so I was new to the city, and I just, I went on Craigslist and I found a roommate and I met her. She seemed normal. Great. Love. And I also, just a little bit of context here. I was supposed to live with one of my friends from college, but she dropped out last minute and oof. I had already signed the lease. So I needed someone like ASAP.
Gotcha.
You know? So, yeah. I didn't do as thorough of a job of screening this woman as I probably should have.
I love the backstory angle. Oh, this is starting to smell bad already.
Okay, so I meet her. She seems fine. She's like kind of weird, but she's extremely, like she would walk around the apartment being like, if I were 5'7", I would rule the world because I'm so beautiful. And I was like, wow, she has confidence that I've never seen before. Like, good for her. She's like, yeah, I'm adopted from Russia. And like at age 15, she was adopted.
Okay.
And when this girl drank, she would bite people, like bite people with her teeth.
Oh, I thought you said fight, but you said bite. Bite.
Bite.
Like chomp. Yeah. Okay.
And people as in multiple persons? Like, this is...
It happened. The last time it happened, she bit me, and I was like, oh, heck nah. Like, you got to get out of here right now.
So you were fine with her biting other people.
Right, right.
You're like, bite away. But
you don't bite where you live.
It was such a weird thing, and I don't understand how people, including me, tolerated her crazy behavior. But she, I haven't talked to her since. She was just like a crazy person.
So you removed her on the like 15th biting. That was the, Like,
she can no longer be trained.
Right. That's when you put her outside. You drove to a field somewhere and she's just running free now.
Maybe I'll add this context then. Usually it was for like the male gaze. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
She would do it like, and you know, for some reason in our early 20s, guys were like, yeah, that's fine. And I was like, what?
Yeah, no, but not you. And you were like, that's not fine.
She got mad at me and then bit me, and I was like, you're okay. Crazy.
Yeah, no, that's...
If you could clean up the dishes.
Yeah, no, that's what you get on Craigslist.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.